The Missile and Jimmy, we've got a very busy hour coming up, so let's get straight into it. Before that, Mickey from Mascot with the last word there. Billy Slater, gents, that was the answer. I'm just too occupied watching an SBS movie and on the phone to Flight Centre putting together a naughty getaway to Wimbledon. Good on you,
Mickey. I'm with you, Mickey.
all right, let's go straight to Brett Phillips. Big news at Wimbledon right now. SEN's tennis expert. Thanks to Australasian Academy of Tennis Coaches providing quality coach education across the globe. Inquire and enrol at aatc.tennis. BP, this is massive news. Serena out.
Well, Jimmy, I've got to say, if it's the last time that Serena ever graces centre court, and that's a possibility, she's gone out playing an absolute epic, trying to will that 40-year-old body to the finish line, but she just couldn't quite get there. It's a fairy tale story, really. Harmony Tan of France had never played at Wimbledon. She saw the draw and she looked at her team and said, I'm scared. I'm just going to try and win a game, try and win a point off the Serena, and she's beaten her in three extraordinary sets that had so many momentum shifts and over 3 hours out on court, a match that went to, about 11 o'clock, the curfew over in London for a night match, and the delirium in her player box. I mean, we never get sick of the underdog in sport, and she'll remember that. Whatever she does from here, she'll remember that for the rest of her life. But unfortunately, it sees the exit of Serena, and we don't quite know what the next instalment looks like.
So Serena's chasing that record, isn't she, for most Grand Slams? Does that mean she'll come back for more, or do you reckon she's done?
Well, it's hard to say, James. It's sort of, I mean, she hadn't played for 12 months. I've got to say, look, you know, there was some vintage Serena today where she looked superb. You know, she moved well. She was a bit rusty to start. Hadn't played a singles match, as I said, since limping out of Wimbledon last year. And you know, the big serve came into play, but she just couldn't quite get to the finish line. And then, look, you know, obviously, you know, you get to 40 in elite sport, it's just tough, isn't it? You don't quite have the same prowess that you used to. She still has got the intimidation, but, you know, if you just shift her around the court and move her around, it's a little more difficult to execute the way she did in her absolute prime. Look, I've got no doubt, and I've been saying it for a little while, the sport is just too unforgiving now. There's too much good talent of the young players. For her at 40 to win 7 matches in 2 weeks would defy physics, I think, defy logic. So I just don't think it can happen. But she's hanging in there because she believes she can still, you know, possibly have an impact. But we'll wait and see. I mean, really, it's the majors now. So, you know, US Open, maybe that's one last chance. But, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Nick Kyrgios got to the finish line, Brett, 7-5 in the fifth against Paul Jubb. It's never linear, though, is it? What's your take on the latest Nick outbursts, that's plural, during the course of his match?
Oh, boy, there was a lot going on today. You sort of want to switch the channel. Jimmy, I had 3 laptops going because there was Demonor, Tom Lanovich, I think Sharma. There might have been even 4 Aussies playing at the same time. But who do you get drawn to? You get drawn to Nick because there is something going on constantly. I love the chair umpire today, Maria Cichak. She's a no-fuss sort of umpire. I don't know if she enjoyed it. She had a wry smile on her face, but it was the constant chatter from Nick who thought the crowd at one stage. It's funny because he wants crowd engagement. He wants the fans to have fun. But then he debated with Maria that half the fans should get kicked out because they weren't showing enough good etiquette out on the court. So that was a little extraordinary. And look, he didn't play a great match today. And Chubb had the crowd behind him. He pulled out all stops. Nick found a way to get through. But, yeah, it was far from convincing, but he got through. A day where 5 Aussies managed to get through to the second round. So, yeah, Demonor, very good. Jordan Thompson, Sydney boy, he was probably the most clinical of all today in straight sets. Tom A's having a good grass court run. Island Tom Lanovich got through, but I think the story of the day is young Jason Kubler, this Queenslander who in 3 months has gone from outside the top 200 to now, around about 90 in the world, and this is where he should be. He's got so much talent, this guy, and hopefully he's over the worst of his injuries and the best is still to come.
And, mate, I want to ask you quickly, Matteo Berrettini out with COVID, but there was also reports, I think Elise Cornet, suggesting that COVID was running rampant at the French Open, just underreported. What do we make of that?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think Berrettini was actually practicing with Djokovic.
Yes.
And Cilic went out the day before with COVID as well. So we're not hearing whether it's sort of going to spread far and wide. But I suppose it's just a daily watch, really, on the COVID situation. But, yeah, really disappointing for Berrettini. He was a genuine contender for the title. And he's on the same side of the draw as Kyrgios and Demonor, so that just opens up a little opportunity.
Yeah, let's hope they take it. BP, I know you're flat out. Thank you. We'll speak again tomorrow.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Brett Phillips, SEN tennis expert. All thanks to Australasian Academy of Tennis Coaches. Check them out online, aatc.tennis. That's aatc.tennis.